I've become obsessed with watching flash mobs on YouTube. Crowds of people gathering on different cities doing Michael Jackson's Thriller. So much fun. But we know flash mobs can be nefarious. Remember when people were flooding convenience stores to shoplift? Well, now cash mobs are starting to catch on. Crowds showing up at locally owned businesses to shop. Since starting last year, cash mobs have been organized in about 25 states and Canada. Annie Johnson is co-owner of Anything Goes in Warwick, Rhode Island, a store that features the work of local artists, and was the site of a recent cash mob. Annie, what happened? Did you get a warning they were coming?
No, it was a total surprise to me. We have a local organization called letsbuylocal.org. They had everybody meet in another location, and the next thing I knew, my parking lot was filling up.
Holy man. What did you think?
I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe this is really happening.
So how many people came in, and how much did they spend?
We had about 30, 35 people come to our store all at once, we're a very small store, so that was amazing unto itself. People commit to spending $20 a piece. And some spent a little less, some spent a lot more. The whole idea is just exposing your business at a particularly slow time of year.
Well, I was going to say, you know, what they spend that one day is one thing, but, you know, have you felt reverberations from this? In other words, now there's 30 people that maybe are more familiar with your store than they might have been before.
Absolutely. We've already had people return. We have people who have come because they were unable to make the cash mob but heard it was at our store and they want to support the businesses that are cash mobbed.
And what about you? I mean, I'm imagining now there may be some, you know, passing it on that you want to do. Would you want to be in a mob?
I have been in one before. I'm going to my second one next week in Wakefield, Rhode Island. We have one meeting at 5 o'clock. We want to do it on a monthly basis. We just want to keep paying it forward.
Do you think it really makes a difference?
Absolutely. But it's very impersonal to always shop in a big box store. We want to go back to putting our money in our neighborhood and just having people know the shopkeepers and know each other. We are a community, and we want to support that.
Annie Johnson of Anything Goes in Warwick, Rhode Island. Annie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, this whole thing started at a store called City Wine Merchant in Buffalo, New York, back in August. It was Chris Smith's idea. He's an engineer. He also blogs at Art Voice. He joins us from WNED in Buffalo. Chris, how did you come up with this?
Well, how about we just try and support local business? I mean, why do we always need a discount? I understand that in the economy we have today that, you know, we need the scale that big box stores can give us for the things we need. But for the things we want, why can't we support small local business and maybe pay full price once in a while?
Your first one was a wine store. What happened?
We had about 100 people that came in, and they spent somewhere between $15 and $30 each. And we also got some coverage in the local Buffalo News. WNED and other radio stations came out, and it really helped him grow his business in some way. It kind of took off after that. We've been doing one a month.
Well, you've been doing them, and they've been spread across the country. Someone has written up a list of cash mob rules, that the mob date must be announced a week in advance on Twitter. The location must be announced, but maybe not the specific business. We just spoke to Annie Johnson of the Anything Goes store in Warwick, Rhode Island. She said she didn't know. It was sort of a surprise and a very pleasant one. So give us what some of your rough rules are for a successful cash mob.
Well, we do things a little differently. We ask people to nominate businesses on Twitter and Facebook. And then once we've accrued enough nominations over the course of a week, we ask people to come back and vote. The top three businesses that receive the most nominations then go up for a vote, and the winner is selected. I contact the business ahead of time to let them know that, you know, they're going to have some sort of business surge. Because, you know, since the idea is for them to build a relationship and whatnot with new customers, I don't want them to be understaffed or under-inventoried. So we try and give them a little heads up.
Well, and we understand that some cities do require that everybody involved has to meet at a locally owned bar afterwards to celebrate. But this has spread to Knoxville, Tennessee, where the mayor, Mayor Tim Burchett, decided to do it. He organized the flash mob at a Five and Dime store. And he said, you know, we've got to bring attention to local businesses. Do you worry, though, that it may have the same life of a Groupon? You know, that it may bring a lot of people in for the fun of the one day and then fizzle out.
All I know is my experience locally is that after the cash mob happens, we've done 6 of them, and there's a 7th one scheduled. each business has reported that they've been able to maintain some relationships with these customers. They've been able to build their business a little bit. From where I sit, it's not just about the money that comes in that day. It's about a real small business that doesn't have a lot of money in a marketing budget. They get a little coverage on television and radio and print, some earned media coverage they wouldn't normally get that allows them to establish themselves a little bit more. I try and stay away from the day of impact and try and measure more people thinking about investing in local businesses to make them once a month think that you don't have to go to Target for everything you need and everything you want. There's courageous entrepreneurs in your neighborhood who are trying to make a go of it and to just think about it. I think if that's what we accomplish, then I think it's a win.
Well, Chris Smith, you know what I would love you to work on? So you've got this terrific cash mob idea going. You said you were inspired by watching flash mobs. Perhaps you could combine them so that everybody could show up to shop at a store and perform Michael Jackson's Thriller.
We'd like to try it. We've thought about doing that this month. What can we do to make it a little bit more fun? And maybe we will. Maybe we will.
Chris Smith, engineer and blogger at Art Voice in Buffalo, who came up with the idea of cash mobs this past summer, and it's just spread like wildfire. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.